The Idaho legislature has officially gone home after an acrimonious session that largely dealt with social issues. As James Dawson reports, lawmakers' exit from Boise leaves the governor free use of his veto stamp if he chooses.
The beginning of this year's session kicked off with legislators having to reauthorize the entire book of administrative rules, like park fees and school standards, that they chose not to renew in 2019. Attempts by a House committee to eliminate the public school standards for English, math, and science were stalled by the Senate, something they'll have to deal with again next year. Both chambers did pass bills that would limit transgender rights. One would ban trans girls and women from playing on sports teams that align with their gender identity, and another would bar trans people from changing the sex on their birth certificates, a practice that was ruled unconstitutional by a federal court 2 years ago. Each passed with a veto-proof margin in both the House and Senate. But amid escalating concerns related to the spread of coronavirus, both chambers adjourned before they had been signed by Governor Brad Little. He has a 5-day period in which to either sign, veto, or let a bill become law without his signature after it makes it to his desk. Little has until Tuesday to make a decision on both bills. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.